اللهم لك الحمد لك الحمد على نعمك العظيمة وعليك التسليم لك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان لك الحمد على نعمة القرآن لك الحمد على نعمة الصلاة والزكاة والصيام لك الحمد على نعمة الصحة والعافية والأهل والعيال والسلامة اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك قابليها وأتمها علينا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بين يدي الساعة بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد واتقوني يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون My dear brothers and sisters, before I proceed, I praise Almighty Allah. I praise Him for His countless blessings and mercies and favors upon us. I praise and thank Him for the gift of Islam, the fact that Allah has guided me and you to the true way, through the divine way, to the way of prophets from Adam to Muhammad alayhi salam. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of faith in the sovereignty of the Lord, in His Lordship, and in heaven and hell, in the fact that we are here sojourners, in the fact that we will all be gathered for judgment before the Lord of the worlds, and then we will be divided into those who will go to heaven and those who will go to hell. May Allah save us from her fire. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of family and health and security and peace in this country. It's important for every Muslim who is living in Canada to recognize this blessing that Allah has provided us. When you look at the world and the confusion and the killing and murder and looting and destruction that is going on, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing that we enjoy here. And we must make sure as individuals in the community to maintain this peace. Make sure that anybody trying to disrupt peace here and security here and undermine the structure here, we should declare our innocence from them, and we need to report them to the authorities so that the action can be taken. And this is what Islam teaches me. And this is what Islam should teach you. Because we are citizens of this country and we are Muslims, and Islam and our duties here as citizens teach us this and nothing else. If anybody teaches anything else, this is called the Khawarij idea. They have been responsible for all the destruction throughout Islamic history. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this fitna that is engulfing the Ummah all over the world. Brothers and sisters, I remember I gave the khutbah here about verses from An-Nahl, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the miracle, the ingenuity, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creating the being. And Allah points in the Quran in many places for us to take a lesson from nature, from Allah's creation. Because remember, every Muslim should know we have two books, not just one book.
We have the book of Revelation.
You and I recite beautifully and melodiously.
And we have the book of nature, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reflected in the scripture as well as in nature out there. And a believer should combine the reading of the scripture with the reading and observation of nature.
So you find here this beautifully fused and harmonized in the Quran.
First of all, Allah tells us, look at the creation of the Lord. Do you see any discrepancy? Do you see not see harmony in nature? Don't you see a pattern? Don't you reflect on the bee? Don't you reflect on the ants? Don't you reflect on the cow? Don't you reflect on the spider? Don't you reflect on the camel? Don't you reflect on the cattle? Quran is full of science connecting nature and the scripture. And now when it comes to the bee, of course, I don't have time now. I did give a khutbah about it. It is recorded and you can visit it on the site at thescholar.com. But today I want to take your attention on the nature of the believer, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah has taught us in the Quran, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ, your Lord has inspired the bee. أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا, make houses for yourself, for dwellings, places for you, out of mountains, and out of what? وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ, out of trees, وَمِنْ مَا يَعْرِشُونَ, and that which the human beings build as hives for you. ثُمَّ كُلِي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, then eat of different kinds of fruits. فَسْلُكِي سُبْلَ رَبِّكُ دِلَّهِ, and travels in the paths of your Lord meekly, humbly, gently. فَسْلُكِي سُبْلَ رَبِّكِ دُلَّهِ, humbly travels, gently. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُوِهَا, and from their bellies come out a drink, مختلف, different hues and colors. فِيهِ شِفَاءُ لِلنَّاسِ, there is healing for humanity in it. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and these are signs for people who reflect, who think, who reason, who observe, who analyze. Of course, this ayah, I did give a khutbah on it independently, but I want to take out, give to you, explain to you a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith of the Prophet is taking out a wisdom from the Quran and teaching us a lesson. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses this by way of parables and examples. The Prophet of Mercy said, this is again a sign, a prophetic miracle, brothers. Inna mathala al-mu'mini mathalun nahla. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a believer is like a honeybee. You and I should be like honeybees, not like cockroaches, not like wild beasts. We should act like honeybees. Akarat tayyiba. It eat that which is pure and wholesome. Akarat tayyiba. It eat that which is pure and wholesome. Wabarat tayyiba. And it produces that which is pure and wholesome. And the Prophet said, "Wa in waqat ala udin udi nakhirin lan taksiru." Even if it falls on a broken branch, it falls only so gently, it doesn't break it. You see the example? A believer is like a honeybee. It is that which is pure and wholesome and produces that which is pure and wholesome. It flies and falls from one branch to the other. But even if that branch is weak and ready to fall and crumble, it falls on it so gentle, it doesn't break it.
Brothers and sisters, this should be the role of the believer today or always. Where do I place myself in society? Look at this honeybee. Miracle of the honeybee is that it is very, very hard working. You know, the structure the honeybee builds, I'm reading here, because of the fact I cannot explain all of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired this wonderful insect. The quality of this insect enables the lovely insect to construct geometrical masterpiece of a honeycomb out of perfectly proportioned hexagonal prismatic wax cells, a structure which is most economical and therefore most rational in regards space and material. Together with the subsequently mentioned transmutation in the bee's body of plant juices into honey, this provides a striking evidence of God's ways manifested in our age. I want to reflect briefly on some of the points. Honey bee works in perfect coordination, cooperation. The team spirit in the honeybee is so exemplary. In order for it to make this geometrical masterpiece and function and fulfill the divine mission, divine wisdom and divine role that God has assigned to that honeybee, it requires continuous work. Continuous work, concerted efforts. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-'ajzi wal-kasal." Ya Allah, I seek refuge and protection from you from laziness and feigning helplessness. This is the prayer of the believer. A believer cannot sit idle and lazy. Always plan for yourself. Design goals for you to accomplish. Dreams, dream big. And plan to materialize that dream that you have set out to achieve by putting forth the best of efforts, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wala ta'ajiz, and don't feign helplessness. This is what Rasulullah wanted to teach us. Rasulullah, until the last minute, until he breathed his last, he struggled, toiled hard, so much so that in deathbed, his daughter, beloved daughter, visits him, and the Prophet of Allah says to him, to her, he is going to die. He is not going to recover from this sickness. He is going to die. So, and she saw this pangs of death. The Prophet is experiencing it. And she said to Rasulullah, she said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said, "Ya Karb Abata, what a toil, what a struggle my father is experiencing." The Prophet of Allah heard that and he said to her, "La Karb ala Abiki Babalu. No more toil, no more suffering, no more pain to experience for your dad to experience from after today." So meaning a believer must toil until he breathes his last. He cannot waste his time. How often you see our young people
without any dream, wandering in the byway life, spending idly countless hours in Tim Hortons and other places and movie houses. They have no goal, no dream, no plan. This is not the believer. A believer is like a honeybee. He is benefiting himself and benefiting others. These honeybees, they build this hive and goes to each and every flower. You know, it goes into flower and suck that nectar. And you know, after having done that, it leaving something there to make sure that another honeybee don't frequent the same flower, so that it doesn't waste its effort doing useless work. Look at the Muslims today. Even when it comes to a translation of the Quran, we have hundreds of translations and none of them can be presentable. None of them. Why? Each one makes a lazy work, produces it, and when you read it, nothing of the inspiration of the Holy Book. If they had cooperated with one another and produced hundreds of scholars, work hard and produce a book, an interpretation of the Quran, translation, of course, you cannot translate the Quran. It would turn out like a honey. You see, look how honeybees cooperating, and how do they work together as a team? They divide the labor actually. There are honeybees whose function is just to give the signal. So they produce this signal. You know, they know where the flowers are. So it gives that signal. So those who hunt this nectar, they go. They don't go here and there. So this one group is to find out where there are flowers they can go. And then the workers who seek the nectar go there. And then when it is brought, of course, the production is done by somebody else. And the hive is maintained by somebody else, is built by some people, some of them, one group. And then the hive is maintained, the temperature has to be maintained. Cooling has to be done, heating has to be, cooling has to be done in hot season. And the heating has to be done in cool season. And of course they have got to guard this against unforeseen natural circumstances, or repel those insects that may invade the territory. So they group, divide them into different groups. And then of course, there are some whose job is simply to produce bees. And some is, you know, taking this nectar and of course mixing it with their ordinary bodily fluids, and then it's produced into honey. And of course, honeybee produces more honey than it needed for her. Why? It's not just living for itself. It's living to benefit humanity. This is the believer. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of mankind are those who are most beneficial. And the manner Rasulullah described the functioning of the honeybee, how it interacts with the milieu, with the society, the Prophet said, it doesn't upset the balance of anything here. Today, look at the upset, look at the destruction, look at the discord, look at the complete mayhem created by those who claim to be Muslims, who did not imbibe, who did not internalize the beauty of this religion. Inna Allah jamilun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. The Prophet of Allah described the believers, Allah gives us portraits of the believer. Rahim Allahu imra'an samman idha ba'a, samman idha iqtada, samman idha ishtara.
May Allah bless him.
When he make a transaction, somehow he does so gently. He is lenient. He is giving. He is generous. When you sell generously. Sell gently, givingly. Why the shtara? The same way when he buys. The same way, somehow. Gentle, generous, because the man has meant to make a profit too. Don't just live for yourself. Honeybee doesn't live for itself. It produces honey, surplus honey, not only to feed the own people, but also to feed the humanity. Fi shifa'un linnas. There is healing. So believers should be a healer in the work he does. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of mankind are those who are most helpful, most beneficial. كُونُوا مَفَاتِيحَ لِلْخَيْرِ. Be, act like instruments, keys to goodness in the world. Am I a key to goodness in my community, in my country, in interacting with the people? It's a question I should ask. We have a choice of acting as keys to goodness and virtue and peace and harmony and benefit humanity, or am I acting as a key to evil and corruption and discord, breaking the peace, destroying everything? Unlike the honeybee, even it falls on a weak, a crumbling branch, it falls so gently, nothing happens. You see? So, كُونُ مَفَاتِيحَ لِلْخَيْرِ. Act as keys to goodness and virtue and harmony and peace. The Prophet of Allah said, الْمُؤْمِنُ إِلْفُ مَالِفْ لَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَلِفُ لَيْهُ. A believer is accessible. You know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described? Fasluki subla rabbiki dhillah. Traverse the path God has assigned for you humbly and meekly and gently. What kind of a believer is a believer? Gentle, meek. This is about Jesus in the Quran, Jesus in the Gospel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described in the traditions as the humblest man. He did not think he is so big. So when you interact with somebody, you act that you are bigger than him. The sensitivity of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described by Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah. He said, a believer cannot even look down on a dog. How often you curse a dog? No, we are not allowed to do that. You don't even look around a dog. You know why? Dog is doing what it should be doing. Bee is doing what it should be doing. The cow is doing what it should be doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the crowd to teach the son of Adam how to bury the dead. So we learn from honeybee how to organize ourselves, how to plan, how to work in harmony, and how not to upset the balance of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, believer, حَيِّنٌ لَيِّنٌ تَخَالُهُ مِنَ اللِّينِ أَحْمَقُ. الْمُؤْمِنُ حَيِّنٌ لَيِّنٌ يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا. They walk on earth meekly, humbly. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. You are not so big to break through the earth, pierce the earth. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجُبَالَ تُلَى. You cannot be as high, hovering higher than the skies. So, يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They walk on earth humbly. المؤمن حيين لين. A believer easy going, accessible, gentle and meek. تخالف من اللين أحمق. Because of the leniency you may think, is somewhat lacking in intellect.
Because, you know, people are associating pride with intelligence. Islam distinguishes pride. The real human dignity is that you should know your real status. As a human being, you are simply a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah trains me and you to make a prostration how many times a day, so that we condition ourselves to be humble and meek. So there are portraits of the believer. We ask ourselves the question, what kind of a role I am playing in the society, in the country, in the milieu? What am I trying to accomplish with my life? We need to train our children to focus on real goals that will benefit them and others, not just simply for yourself. Live like a honeybee, producing honey not only for its own consumption, but for the benefit of others. The believer should be always, Allahumma anfa'na wa anfa'na. Ya Allah, make us benefit ourselves and benefit others. Waj'alna hudatan, ya Allah. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdi bina, ya Allah. Guide us to the straight path and guide others through us to the straight path. So walk and talk and act in such a way that you disseminate peace and harmony. When you walk in the park or wherever you walk, when you meet another fellow human being, can't you afford to smile and say good morning? Assalamu alaikum, peace be to you. Whether assalamu ala man arafta wa ala man lam ta'arif. Salam. Greet everybody with peace, whether you know the person or not. It will make a big difference for us Muslims if you really embody the beauty of Islam. Don't frown at people. Don't be rude. Don't be rough. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضْلًا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you have been stone-hearted and cruel and wicked, people would not have gathered around you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But because he was meek, he was humble, he was gentle, his behavior was beautiful, people gathered around him. The Arabs were never united, never ever united before. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam united them. He did so through his beautiful behavior and conduct and manners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire me and you to look at that beautiful example of Rasulullah and reflect on this parable, this example of the honeybee, and serve as honeybees in this society. Surely we will make a difference, not only for ourselves, but for the whole Muslim world and for this country. This country, Muslims should be committed to make it a model. Model for the whole Muslim world. Muslim world need to change, and they can only change when we provide them an example, surely. And this example can be set here, embodying the social ethics of Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. When we were talking about honeybee, I remembered one of the great leaders of the Muslim community in North America, Dr. Ahmed Sakar. He visited us many times in Jami Mosque, in Toronto Islamic Foundation and other places. He was a great leader, a great organizer, great speaker. He has passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on everyone who has passed away. There are so many people who have died, so many have lost their dear ones. May
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they have been good, may Allah enhance their goodness and reward them abundantly for it. If they had been sinners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them, wash them clean, and admit them into Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them from the trials of grave and harfa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you to be gathered when we die. Surely one day I will be God, you will be God. And when we die, may Allah gather us all in the company of the prophets, Siddiqeen and Shuhada wa Salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all Muslims, all believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the suffering and pain from those who are oppressed and suffering, whether Muslims or non-Muslims in the world. May Allah be with them, comforting them, giving them the dignity that is taken away from them. Allahumma qulil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Let us pray for those who are sick and suffering. Allahumma ya Rahman ya Rahim. Allahumma arham mawtana. Allahumma shfi marlana. Allahumma ya shafi al-amrad. Allahumma shfihim shifa'an min dika. اللهم ارحمهم رحمة من عندك تغنيهم بها رحمة من سواك ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة تمضيك إلا قضيتها يا ارحم الراحمين اغفر لنا